But when I went to Iran, I was terrified to go as an American. I was nervous. We opened an office there a year ago, and although I talked to the man who manages that office every Tuesday morning at 10:30, I've never been there, and neither had my boss. And I have to tell you, two weeks ago Thursday, I stood in front of 17,000 people. And tried to share my experience, strength, and hope about being a woman in recovery. And there were about 2,500 women there who all stood up for me. You know, I don't know how anybody could take that for granted. You'd have to have a heart of stone. And the women there, you know, I have to tell you, I don't know if I've ever been to a place that had more passion and that kind of sparkle and magic of recovery that happens. But the women are who broke my heart and healed my heart. Because, you know, it's really, really, I have to tell you, the biggest joke for everybody on the trip was, we all want to go so we can watch Becky cover her head and keep her mouth shut. Because, you know, one of those, you know, I know I'm jumping around, but one of those many experiences that I've had is, I was part of a group that suggested that World Services needed to do an inventory because it was so dysfunctional. And my sponsor said, you got a lot of nerve suggesting a service inventory when you haven't done one. So needless to say, I did a service inventory. And one of the things that came out of all that, and it took a while and it took a process, was, you know, I didn't think I could wish for any more than I had, because I, not only had I had this great job, but then my partner and I had started a business together, and it was really successful, and I had a great lifestyle, and I lived in my favorite city in the world, which is San Francisco, and, you know, life couldn't be any better. And the truth is, when I did that service inventory, what I really wanted to do was go to work for the fellowship. And so I thought, well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But, you know, for me, you have to be careful about your dreams, because once I admit them to myself, they start to get a life of their own. But, you know, I've had the privilege and the honor to work at World Services as the first woman in executive management for the last 10 years. And I can't believe it's been 10 years. I just had my 10-year anniversary in February. But it's one of the reasons why I got to go to Iran. And, you know, I don't know if I've ever been in a crowd of people, even at a world convention where there were more people, where the energy and the love was so palpable. You could feel it. I was more than willing to cover my head and do whatever I needed to do, not only to be respectful for Narcotics Anonymous, but to get to talk to some women who have absolutely no exposure or access to what I consider normal recovery. Most of the meetings there are not mixed. They've closed most of the mixed meetings because of the changes in the policies, and so women can only go to women's meetings, not because they choose to, but because it's their only choice. I don't live with that. And so what I hoped I could bring there was a little bit about a message of hope. And to focus the women on the fact that they were going to have to help each other, and that they could do it, and that they didn't need an expert. You know, we always think the person with all the time, the only people who think the people with all the time have all the answers are the people who don't have all the time. Because those of us who have a little bit of time know, I go to meetings because I need to recover from the disease of addiction, just like everybody else. I just have a little more experience with the tools. And, you know, I hope that's what I gave those women. But, you know, Pete had the same experience, and he went for World Services last year of, you know, it's a phenomenal place. It reminded me one more time of the power of recovery. And that Narcotics Anonymous, no matter what stupid, piddly problem I think I have in my life that I just can't get over, not only is it not a big deal, but do I really think that Narcotics Anonymous can't solve those problems? When there's meetings in 65 languages every week around the world when there were 17,000 people sitting in a room in Tehran. It's crazy, the numbers there. There's over 40,000 members in Tehran. And you know what part of it is? Desperation. And the fact that there aren't a lot of social services, and it's not easy. So when you have this disease and you want to recover, you don't have a lot of choices. And they're so hungry for it, it reminded me of how fortunate I am that I have access to meetings, that it's not like when I first got clean and there was nobody around. I'd forgotten what that feeling was like, but they reminded me one more time. But I have to tell you, I know I left that experience different than when I arrived. And it wasn't because of anything I did there. It was because of what they gave me. And I walked away knowing that Narcotics Anonymous is so much bigger than my problems.